Welcome, everybody, to Health, Wealth, and Divine. My name is Jawanza. It's great to be back and have an opportunity to talk to you again. I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. And if you're in an area where it's hot like it is where I am, I hope you're drinking your water. That's going to be very, very important to your health. As you know, the name of this show is Health, Wealth, and Divine, also known as Jawanza for Life. And as you know, if you've been following us for a while, that once a month we have a very, very special guest. He's a regular on Jawanza for Life, and he's been with us for several years now. I was looking at the archives, Brother Corey, and I went back and I was like, wow, we've been doing this since 2012. So he's been with us for a while. And I'm just grateful to have had an opportunity to connect with a brother like this. And for those people who are on the holistic health path and your listeners, regular listeners, you know about King Coy Dunstan. And for the new listeners, I just want to introduce you to Brother King Coy Dunstan. Again, he's a regular on Health, Wealth, and Divine. He, you know, has a testimony that's out of this world. I mean, you don't run across testimonies like his every day. Matter of fact, when you hear it, it's going to really blow your mind if you've never heard it before. And if you've heard it before, it should still be blowing your mind as it's blowing mine. Again, he comes on once a month, and we talk about a different aspect of holistic health. We break down different diseases, different ailments, and how to treat those ailments and diseases naturally. Well, today we're going to be talking about vertigo. Even over the past few years, we've talked about everything, but we haven't discussed vertigo yet, and so that's what this show is going to be about. What is vertigo and how to treat it naturally? But before we do, I want to tell you a little about my guest. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. And I'm going to tell you how to get there and, you know, the phone number there and everything. If you're in the Washington, D.C. area, you definitely need to make it past Secrets of Nature. The title or the name of the shop says it all. It's Secrets of Nature. The secrets are in nature. And so we're going to tell you about how you can get over there. And, you know, if you've never tasted vegan food, vegetarian food, you definitely want to get past there. If you're on the holistic health path, he's got an awesome establishment over there. And he's there to provide you with all of your holistic health needs. So we'll tell you about all of that during the course of the show. But for starters, again, if you're brand new to Jawanza for Life, I just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. The numbers are growing, and I just want to thank everybody for tuning in and taking the time out. And please share this information with people that you know, because it's life-changing and it's life-saving. Well, my special guest today, as I mentioned, has an awesome testimony about how he got started on the holistic health path over 30 years ago. So you're listening to somebody that has experience, and I want to just, I'm not going to give his testimony for him, but I want to first off let everybody know that this is a very educated brother. He graduated from law school, okay? So I just want to make that clear. So when you're listening to him throughout the course of the show, know that you're talking about talking to somebody that researches, okay? So having said that, Brother Coy, welcome back. Health, Wealth, and Divine. It's always a pleasure, my brother, to have an opportunity to speak with you. I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to come share this fabulous information, this life-saving information with us.
Well, I appreciate every opportunity that I get to do that, and it's good to be with you and your audience again, and I say good evening and how you do.
Awesome, my brother. Awesome. Again, you know, it's so interesting because, you know, here I am hosting a holistic health show, and, you know, if I could go back, you know, 20 years or so, you know, I would have never thought, you know, that I would get so much enjoyment and look so forward to talking about holistic health, talking about how to, you know, save lives through proper diet, through exercising, through all of the things that we're going to discuss today. I just never thought that I would have been on a holistic health path because, you know, I grew up one of these meat and potatoes guys, you know.
Yeah.
And somebody had told me about holistic health, you know, like 20 years ago maybe even, you know, I would probably just not have given it much thought. But here I am now, you know, looking forward to speaking with you today on holistic health. Life is something, you know, people's destiny is very interesting. You just never know where you're going to end up. And I'm so happy that at some point during our lives that our paths crossed, because, again, you've been a blessing to me and my family and a blessing to the listeners who are tuning in. And today's show is going to be no different. You're in for a treat. Again, we're going to be talking about vertigo. But before we get into vertigo, Brother Coy, again, for the people that are tuning in for the first time, could you please share your testimony? And for those who have heard it before, you know, just, you know, let it sink in what this brother is saying, because this testimony should make the news. I mean, we look at the news and we hear all kinds of bad stuff. Every time you turn on the news, somebody's got shot, somebody's got robbed, somebody, you know, a plane crashed or something. But you don't hear what you're about to hear, and you should hear it. So, again, Brother Coy, do you mind sharing your powerful, powerful testimony with our listeners so they know why they're listening to you today?
Yes, sir. Well, back in around 1980, when I was just getting out of school, I thought I'd take a break, so I say I'd go home and see my parents, and so they can celebrate with me. And when I got home, which is in North Carolina, a little town called Lewisburg, my mother was just coming from the doctor, and she said that the doctor told her to go to the Duke University Hospital as fast as she could. And I said, "What? Why is that?" She said she's had this itching and burning in her chest and around and in different places, and he didn't have the equipment to check and see exactly what was wrong, so he referred to the Duke University. We got her there, my dad and I, the next morning about 10 o'clock in the morning, and they took her in, and they kept her all day, and at the end of the day they came out and told us that they would keep her and that she had been diagnosed with cancer of the colon, the breast, and the liver. So we left her there, and they did whatever they could for her. And after about 2 or 3 weeks, a month maybe, they told her that, you know, we've done all we can do. You got to take chemotherapy or you got to get out of the hospital. And I'd say, well, my mother asked me what would I do if I was her, and I say, well, if it was me, I don't know too many people that have survived chemo, and I probably wouldn't want to die that way because of chemo. So I would just probably, you know, pack up, let's go home, and we'll see what we can do some other way. Had no idea what I was talking about or what we could do, but she took my advice, left. We went home, and I felt an obligation to do something. So we, you know, I ran into a company. He had a fella called Ed Bashaw. He turned me into, he's from Richmond there. And he told me about Nature Sunshine products, how to reverse diseases and get healthy, and how to eat, how to exercise. And I gobbled up every bit I could, and we started applying it to my mother. And probably about a month later, Nature Sunshine came out with a product called Pardaco. And to this day, I think that's probably did her more good than anything else we did. She began to drink it and take it. And after about 6 months, the doctor told her not to come back. She was cancer-free. She was doing whatever. Before she died, she became a minister, and she was preaching in the pulpit and doing whatever she wanted to do. She lived about 10 years after that, and I was convinced that this is my calling, and I've been doing it ever since.
You know, Brother Coy, I never asked you this question. How, when you first heard it, I mean, I know that when you, you know, you were doing the research and then ran into the company Nature Sunshine, and you know, the gentleman who turned you on to Nature Sunshine, and then, you know, he's telling you, you know, and they're telling you that disease can be reversed. And I know that, you know, you didn't have anything to lose by trying. You know, it's like, okay, the doctors, I mean, the other alternative was chemo.
Yeah,
so, I mean, but had that been the first time when you heard them talk about that you could actually reverse disease by, you know, adopting a holistic lifestyle, was that the first time you'd heard that information? Because I'm wondering, how did you receive it initially because, again, we're talking over 30 years ago. You know, there wasn't a lot of people on this path, you know. At least there's not as many as there are today. So how did – obviously you took the advice, but did it shock you? I mean, when you heard it, I mean, was it like, well, I don't know, but I ain't got nothing to lose, so let's try it. I mean, you know, how was – when they told you that, how did you receive that information?
Well, along with the information came books, articles, literature, even people that you could call and talk to. I could call and talk to people about who have been going through something similar or have a reverse cancer themselves. And it wasn't a difficult. I had never, I was born and raised in North Carolina. You know, that's Polk country. And,
right.
and I guess we did our own share. But at the time, we were growing our own food. We were, you know, when I was coming up, we grew our own food. We tended to our own house. You know, the things around the house that we did, everything was pretty much grown out of the ground in the backyard. So I knew about eating. I didn't know that meat was so detrimental to you. That was a little difficult to adjust. But after I discovered just how deadly meat is, that's what drove me into the, you know, I was telling people no dairy, no sugar, no meat, and I say, well, no meat, what are they going to eat? So that's what drove me into this vegetarian menu that I have today. It's an animal-free menu, and it's been working pretty good so far. But people mm-hmm. still have a problem with not eating meat, and I don't. It's just that we think we should eat meat, and most of us do still, and we still got some work to do to convince them that that is not the best way to eat. But, you know, you can't condemn people because of what they do, so you have to bear with them and pray with them and pray about them and pray for them. Initially, it wasn't a big shock to me because I was kind of, I guess, knowing that there was a better way. And I just kind of accepted it, and I did the research. I followed the teachings that they gave me. And it pretty much concluded that this is what I'm looking for, and so I just got deeper and deeper into it, and was totally justified when I really determined that most diseases come from too much animal fat. And most of the preventable diseases that we have, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, arthritis. If you didn't eat animal fat, you wouldn't have any of those diseases. So that really sealed it for me, and I've been trying to convince people to join me in an effort to reduce the number of animals that we feed and kill each year by not eating them.
You know, I just want to impress upon people that are listening, and for those who are listening, to share this information with people who are not listening, just the importance of reading, you know, how important it is to read. Like you mentioned, when the information came to you, there were so many articles and, you know, different publications, studies and things that you could actually look at and research and, you know, which would add to you coming up with the decision that you made that this was the way to go, you know. And if you actually look at people who are vegetarian and vegan, not necessarily those who were born into, say, a vegan or vegetarian family, but those who actually made a conscious choice to actually let go of meat, dairy, and sugar and actually adopt a holistic health style, these people tend to be readers. These people tend to be, you know, on a particular, you know, intellectual level, you know, because they, you know, they're doing their research, you know, because in order to make that conscious choice to say, hey, you know, I'm not going to eat this because this isn't good for me. Studies have shown that, you know, if I adopt a holistic health style, you know, then I can not just prevent disease, but actually reverse disease, you know. And that might not come from somebody just telling you that, hey, you know, you can cure cancer if you let go of the meat, you know. But somebody might have to actually go do some research on that. So I just want to encourage everybody to continue to read and do your research, and to encourage those who are members of your family or your loved ones, if you're trying to share with them information that this is a better lifestyle, then encourage them to do some research, you know, as opposed to taking your word for it. You know, encourage them to go get a book on it or to get online and actually do some research, because in that research they will find that there have been studies done and there are tons and tons of testimonies of people who have actually done it and can speak about it from, you know, firsthand knowledge, like you. You actually tried it and you saw the change in your mother. You actually saw her go from bad to good and actually in the pulpit preaching again. I mean, so that had to be an awesome, awesome, awesome feeling. And that would be enough to change somebody's life. That would be enough to change somebody's career pursuits. I mean, you know, to give up, you know, your, you know, career in law and then to say, you know what, I'm going to go out here and save the world.
Yeah, there you go. That's what you got to find to make life worthwhile.
Well, everybody, today we're going to be talking about, now you know why you're listening to Brother Corey, okay, because I will ask, do you know anybody else that has cured anybody of cancer in both breasts, the liver, and the colon? And mind you, this was the very first person that he worked with. In Corey's first attempt to test this and see if it worked, he actually has a better track record than doctors who have been practicing medicine for longer than he has been practicing, or I won't use the word practicing with Corey. They've been practicing medicine. Corey's been healing people, and his track record was his track record was better after one person, after his very first attempt, than doctors who've been practicing medicine for, you know, decades. So, again, now you know why you're listening to King Corey Dunstan. And again, today we're going to be talking about vertigo. Ran into somebody who was dealing with vertigo, and I said, you know, we haven't done a show on vertigo, so we're going to do that today. So, Brother Corey, before we actually get into the specific topic of vertigo, if we could discuss, if you don't mind breaking down the role, we'll start with the immune system. You know, I know people have heard the term, and it seems like a no-brainer. You know, oh, the immune system is like, hey, it's what fights off, you know, wards off disease. But just to go a little deeper with it, for those people that really don't know and understand the immune system and how to keep it strong, because if you keep your immune system strong, you can not only fend off vertigo, but shucks, just about any other disease that's out there. So could you talk about the immune system, Brother Corey, and its role in holistic health healing?
Well, the immune system's primary job is to keep you healthy. And you do that sometimes it's referred to as the lymphatic system. We all have these little lymphatic ducts. We know they swell sometimes, your tonsils, things like that. All of that's an indication that your lymphatic system is being overflowed or flooded with toxins. And you really don't have to cut your tonsils out. You just really have to just detox your body, get that garbage out of you, and you'll be fine. So the whole idea with the lymphatic system is to really nourish the cell. It takes food to the cell, and it takes the waste out of the cell and out of the body.
Okay.
And whenever you get a disease, that process somewhere has broken down, and you get inflammation, and water rushes in, and you get the swelling and the pain, and you think you're going to die. And when your body's just telling you, you need to stop eating this garbage and clean up. And we look at the lymphatic system as a we oftentimes we don't know how to recognize when we have a lymphatic system, because no one ever tells us we have a lymphatic system or what it's supposed to do. So when these things happen, instead of us doing what we should be doing, we'll go to the doctor, get your tonsils cut out, get penicillin in your butt. And all the time, all you had to do was just take some castor, a dose of castor oil or something, or just clean your body out. But the lymphatic system, its job is to keep your cells healthy, feed them, and to take the waste away so that you can not get sick. And when that system breaks down, it creates something called inflammation, and that inflammation can create all kind of whatever you want to call it, problems with the body. So we need to that's the simplest way to understand how the body works and what you need to do to get it right. It's your lymphatic system that you have to learn about. You have to look it up, study it, because they try to make it very confusing when you look at it. They got all these this body with all these lines going through it, and they don't really know what they're talking about, and they really never explain what it means. So you really don't get the message. But to get a simple book that details the function of the lymphatic system, and it'll begin to make sense to you, and maybe that'll help people to stay on the right path or get on the right path and know what to do to keep from getting sick or to know what to do if they are sick to get well. The lymphatic system, that's its job, is to keep you healthy, and that's probably we know least about the lymphatic system than any other system we have, and that's a shame. It's such a travesty on the educational system, and I guess we have to take it home and say that we haven't really done a good job of teaching our children how to take care of the body. So in that respect, I would say the lymphatic system is the beginning and the end of all disease. Mm-hmm.
Well, as it relates to vertigo, then we know now, for those who didn't know, what the lymphatic system's role is in the body and maintaining optimal wellness. As it relates to vertigo, let's start, Will, for those who don't know, what is vertigo, and then what role does the lymphatic system play specifically in preventing vertigo? So let's start with first, what is vertigo? A lot of people have heard the term, and if you haven't experienced it, if you've never had a bout with vertigo, then you might not know what it is. But that doesn't mean, just because you don't know what it is, doesn't mean that you're not prone to it. So what is vertigo? And then what would be some of the symptoms of somebody that has vertigo?
Well, it may feel like you're drunk when you haven't been drinking anything. That's probably the basic side effect of vertigo. Vertigo is really not a disease. It's just a symptom of that breakdown we talked about in the lymphatic system of something going on in the nervous system, or you could have an allergy, or it can be a number of reasons where all these things begin to bubble up and you get dizzy. It's probably just, it's like auto-intoxication. All of this mm-hmm. stuff is trying to get out and it's circulating through your brain. You feel like your head is spinning. You feel like you're going upside down, all of this stuff. And that's basically what vertigo is, the attack on the primarily the nervous system and the circulatory system, where it's trying to, and the lymphatic system, I'd have to put that in there too. The lymphatic system is not able to take that waste from the cell and get it out. So you're recirculating of what they call auto-intoxication as you're going through, and it creates this condition they call vertigo. But it's the mm-hmm. symptom of something else that's going on in the body.
You know what? What's interesting, Brother Coy, just what you just said, that vertigo is the symptom of something else that's going on in the body. Wouldn't that be the case with all of the labels that they give to these diseases, whether it's cancer, whether it's lupus, whether it's, you know, whatever the disease is, gout, arthritis? These manifestations that they're labeling, aren't they actually just the symptoms that, hey, the body's trying to get your attention, something's not right here?
That's correct. It don't matter what you call it. It all comes from the same thing. Your lymphatic system is shut down, and you're not able to feed the cell properly and take the waste away. And you can call it what you want, but it all comes from the same thing. And that's the simplest way to look at disease. And when you look at it that way, it's all of these things are not so daunting. Whatever they cut, that you go to the doctor and they got to name the thing that you got. It don't matter what they call it. It's just they never get to the real problem to get you to get out of the situation you're in. So that's the consideration you got to make when you go to a doctor. That you know they may not know what they're talking about, or why you're sick, or why they're giving you what they're giving you. They may have no idea. So these are things that you should know, you should understand, and be able to take whatever the doctors say and add it to whatever you know, and you can make a difference in terms of your health.
So when it comes to vertigo, and you mentioned some of the symptoms are, you know, dizziness and so forth, it just so happens that the person that I was mentioning to you that had told me that they had vertigo, they are a drinker, you know. I mean, a serious
well,
drinker.
He got a double whammy.
He might have been dizzy from something else. You know, he might
yeah.
not have been vertigo. He just might have been drunk. You know, so
yes,
I mean, when it comes to having a healthy lifestyle, then because again, he mentioned that he, you know, had vertigo. He had gone to the doctor, and the doctor said he had vertigo. But if your lifestyle is such that you're doing stuff to the body, putting toxins in the body. For example, alcohol, I would imagine that if vertigo causes you to be dizzy, the last thing a person with vertigo needs to be doing is drinking. I mean,
right.
and just even what alcohol can do to actually bring about, you would think, about of vertigo.
Yeah.
Not that everybody
yeah.
that drinks is going to get vertigo, but, I mean, if
right.
it's messing with the mind and your equilibrium is off and so forth, I would imagine
right.
that alcohol would definitely be a no-no for somebody that's drinking or just, I mean, for somebody that has vertigo. And also, just even if they don't have vertigo, just the role that alcohol can play in, you know, deteriorating someone's overall health.
Yeah, that's correct. Not only that they should not be drinking alcohol, they should probably try to cut back on sugar and on meat, because all of those things, again, create that auto-intoxication in the body that gives that recirculates through the nervous system and give you the side effect of being dizzy or woozy or whatever the condition that vertigo manifest in you. So the first thing you want to do, I would say, is clean up. Clean up your body. You might have to learn how to fast. You definitely want to watch the diet. If you're eating meat, you might want to stop. That's a good warning sign if you got vertigo. Stop the meat and stop the sugar and stop the dairy products particularly, because oftentimes vertigo is associated with allergy. So you want to get rid of any of the allergenics or allergy foods that we eat. We want to detox the body, clean out the colon, maybe do some fasting even, just to get that toxicity down to at least eliminate that as a cause, and then chances are everything else will straighten up.
You know, Brother Coy, I'd like for you to speak to something, and that is this. I think for a lot of people that are not on the holistic health path, and they might listen to a show like this, and, you know, they hear you saying, okay, you need to let go of the meat, change your diet, let go of the sugar, the dairy, and, you know, all of the
yeah.
stuff that they love. You know, you need to fast, you know, might want to start juicing, going to exercise, got to start exercising, drink more water,
all of that.
You know, all of these things. And for a lot of people, that might seem very tedious, because prior to getting sick, you know, they didn't have to think about these things. You know, they ate what they wanted to eat, you know, drank, you know what I mean, did whatever they wanted to do without even thinking about it. I mean, just didn't even, just the only thought was, does it taste good, you know. So if you could talk to that point about, you know, what would you say to somebody who says, you know, that just sounds so tedious. I mean, I got to think about everything. I got to think about whether this stuff has dairy in it. I got to think about whether or not, you know, this is healthy for me or not. I got to juice. I got to fast. I got to exercise. I mean, for a lot of people, that might seem like a lot. What would you say to somebody that had that mindset about holistic health?
Well, I would say that you probably need to change your mind, first of all. I mean, you got to, particularly if they are beginning to feel the effects of not doing those things, they really need to make an effort to do that. If they are young enough to understand that they need to make that change, that's the ideal way to do it, because you don't want to get sick to start doing something, doing what you should do. But a person like that probably is not going to read or study much, so they need to get some DVDs or get some whatever they method they learn by and begin to study what they're being told and begin to understand why they need to do it. And then because you got to put forth some effort. If you don't put forth some effort, or if you don't care, it's not going to matter. So you got to kind of have a, you got to kind of want to do it. If you don't want to do it, there's nothing anybody can do to change you. And so you work with the people that want to do it, number one, and then it makes it a lot easier, and you can move a lot faster in terms of reaching the result that you want. But first of all, I would say they got to want to do it, and then they got to be willing to do what it takes to get there. And that's how people like myself and other people in the industry, that's what we are there for, to assist you through the process. And if you really want to make a difference, you got to do that. Otherwise, if you have no interest in it, you're not going to do it. So, and you don't want to get sick before you decide to do it, because you've done that much more damage to yourself. So you want to start as young as you can, get it in your brain as fast as you can, and make it a way of life. Don't mm-hmm. have to go to a place to where you got to make a change. Just start doing what you should do in the first place. Stop eating. You know, I know it's convenient to go to the corner store and get something to eat, but that is not the best way to eat. Now, sometimes you may do that, but you got to understand that you are a live enzyme organism and you need live enzyme food. So if you got to understand why you need to eat raw, and you got to, that takes some study, it takes some teaching and some learning. And so I would try to encourage them from that perspective, that it's up to them. If they want to do this, we are here to help. If you don't, you know, I won't waste your time, and you don't have to waste mine, and we can move on.
Wow. And hopefully, again, the people that are listening hear this information. And when you hear people talk about holistic health, and it's kind of cut and dry, you know, like, look, you do this and you'll live. You don't do this and you'll suffer. You know, it sounds kind of harsh, you know, but when it comes to giving people facts and the truth, you know, sometimes you got to give people the cold, hard truth, you know, that, hey, if you're sick and if you're not doing anything to remedy the situation in a holistic manner, then it's not us saying that, it's not our opinion, you know, that this works. Coy cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, the liver, and the colon, okay? He's talking from experience, okay? He's saying, hey, this works. I know it works. Now, to the people that are listening, we all know multiple people that have died of cancer. We all can name several people that we know that have died of cancer, okay? Loved ones that we know, friends that we know, and people, we could probably name several people that we know that are suffering from it as we speak, okay? But just because, you know, a person is resistant to receiving this information does not invalidate the information, okay? A person might not believe in gravity, okay? But if they walk off the side of a building 10 stories up, it doesn't matter whether they believe in it or not, you know, it's going to still have its effect, you know? So even when it comes to eating, you know, a person could feel like, well, it don't take all that, you know. I mean, this meat ain't going to hurt me, you know.
Right.
You could take
right.
that position, but it's been shown that meat is detrimental to the body, that dairy is detrimental to the body. So I want to just give kudos to people that have actually taking time out to listen to a show like this. Brother Coy, you mentioned earlier that, you know, people have different ways of learning, that some people might, as opposed to reading a book, might, you know, prefer to watch a DVD. I'd never even thought about that until you just mentioned that. That aspect never even crossed my mind. And so for those people who are actually, because it takes a certain type of person to sit and listen to a radio broadcast such as this one, you know, so my hat goes off to you who are listening, because that means that this information is important enough to you that you are willing to sit and listen. It's not a DVD. This is a radio broadcast. And for you to take time out to sit and listen, that says to me that this information is is important to you. And it should be, because it's life-changing and it's life-saving. Brother Coy, again, saved his mother's life, okay? He saved his mother's life. And if you listen to the information that he's sharing today, it could save yours. It could actually save your life. So, again, before the show is over, we're going to tell you how you can get in contact with Brother Coy and start the process if you haven't already started it. And if you have started it and you just need to, you know, you need to get over the secrets of nature if you're in Washington, D.C., trust me, you'll go back, yeah. I guarantee it. And you'll bring somebody with you. Brother Coy, back to vertigo. So when it comes to vertigo, is that something that children would be at risk of? I mean, if a lot of it has to do with the role that the diet plays, and again, we would think that with the, you know, all other things being equal, that if a child was just a normal child, you know, I wouldn't necessarily believe, hopefully, ain't out there drinking and smoking and doing all the stuff that would contribute to the breakdown of the immune system, but food in and of itself can break down the immune system. So do you, have you run across people coming to you and saying, hey, my child's got vertigo? Do you see that in children much?
Not so much in children. Usually it's people over 40 or 50 or something like that when they get affected. Probably between 40 and 50 is a good time to people might notice it, because it takes time for these things to develop in the body. And I suppose the way the children are eating these days, there may be some that may be going through it. Whether or not it can get diagnosed as that, I'm not certain. But it could be a early onset problem with a child, I would suppose. And they may feel like it's okay because they spin around and jump around all the time and they like to get dizzy. But usually when the vertigo comes along, you're gonna be a little older, and it will be more pronounced. I mean, you will know that it's something wrong when you have the vertigo.
So when it comes to the allopathic medicine that the doctors are prescribing, and let's say somebody comes to you and says, you know, hey, I heard this show on Jawanza for Life, and, you know, doctors got me taking this medication for vertigo, and I want to get off of it. I'm tired of taking it. I've been told that there are side effects when it comes to this medication that the doctors are prescribing. Would you advise somebody to just stop taking that? And, I mean, is that something that's not like high blood pressure, whereas if you just stop taking your high blood pressure medication and you're not doing anything else to lower the pressure, you could die? With vertigo, I mean, when it comes to that type of thing, would you advise somebody to just stop taking the medication that the doctors are prescribing? And, I mean, can they do that without worrying about any, you know, any serious, effects behind that decision?
Well, if you've never done that, or if you don't have any guidance in doing that, I would probably first suggest you talk to someone about that, like, in terms of how to do that, because you don't just stop. You can kind of wean yourself off, but just stopping any medication can be harmful, because the drugs are already in your system, and you don't want to push them out too fast. Pushing them out too fast can create some other kind of condition, so you want to slow it down as you go and monitor yourself and see what you can get to replace it naturally. And you do that by, first of all, eliminating all the things from your diet that you know you should not eat, and then begin to look up the herbs and the supplements that have been known to help this condition, and begin to integrate that into your diet, and just kind of wean yourself off of it. It may take you a week or two to reduce it. If you're taking it twice a day, you might go to once a day. If you feel okay with that, then you might go to every other day. If you feel okay with that, then you might just go to half the dosage. And then if you feel okay with that, you may be safe enough to come off of it. But to really jump off any medication that you've been on for any length of time is not a good idea. You got to detox. And that detox process, you don't want to go too fast with it. So you begin to wean yourself off by reducing the amount that you take each day, under the supervision of some kind of program or some kind of process that you set up that will make sure that you're not moving one way or the other too fast, and that you get the result that you want.
Could you talk, Brother Coy, for a moment just about the need to, and I always come back to this, to have people in your life that are supportive of the decision that you've made to take the holistic route, okay? Because a person could come to this information and it makes sense to them. I mean, they could hear this information and it's like, you know, I can't argue with the brother. It appears that he knows what he's talking about. I mean, he cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, the liver and the colon. He's a lawyer. I mean, he graduated from law school. I mean, he's very educated. He's a researcher. I can't argue. I don't have any argument. I can't present anything to refute anything that he's saying. It makes sense. I want to try it. But nobody else in their circle is a vegetarian or a vegan. Everybody in their family is a meat eater. All of their friends eat meat. You know, the circles that they run in, you know, are, you know, predominantly people that are, you know, eating bad, quote, unquote. And, you know, they just don't have that support system. I mean, I remember when I became vegan. Again, it was when I was doing the show up in D.C. on XM. I was doing a holistic health show, you know, and I'm hearing this information over and over and over, week after week after week, and it was just a no-brainer, you know. I just started feeling guilty, you know, eating me up like a hypocrite, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I gotta let this stuff go. But it was because I was hearing it over and over and over, and then I'm running in circles, you know, the spiritual groups in D.C., I mean, you know, from the Rastas to the, you know, the Hebrew Israelites who are vegetarian. They had a shop up on Georgia Avenue, I mean, to the Sarasota Society who was vegetarian. I mean, all of the different groups that I was running with, you know, they were vegetarian and vegan. So it was, I was always around who could support what it was that, you know, I had decided to do, because those were the circles that I was running in, you know, and in interviewing people like you, Dr. Sabi, Queen of Four, you know, Brother Bay, and, you know, the Dr. Laila Africa, and, you know, all of these people. It's like, it was easy for me because I was always surrounded with people who could reinforce that, you know.
That is important,
That need to have other people in your life that, you know, you can pick up the phone and call and even talk about this kind of stuff, study it with them, just to be in those circles. Because if you're the only one in the room, if you're the only one at the family reunion that's vegetarian and you're just starting, man, you might get a whiff of your favorite dish and, you know, next thing you know, you know, got to start over tomorrow. But talk about the need for that, brother, being involved with people who are of like mind.
Yeah, it's very important to get the support that you need, particularly in a society that we live in where we don't like to do anything unless it kills us. So we want to understand that we want to live. There are other people out there that want to live, and you can find someone that you can get close enough to have a relationship with that will come into. Will assist you into coming into what you're trying to do, and you gotta sometimes not go to the reunion if you feel like you're not strong enough, or if you feel like you can't go and not be subjected to ridicule. You may want to skip it, but you should do something else instead, like maybe go to the church and, you know, put up the flowers or sweep the front yard or whatever you need to do to feel a part of and not be in on some of the things that's not in the best interest of the family or their health. So there are a lot of people around, I think, now you can find that will assist you if you need some assistance in terms of adjusting to a family that. And that's going to be the case for most of us. You will probably hardly find a whole family that's vegetarian unless you strict religion or something. But most people will at some point have to decide whether or not they want to eat the meat. And there's plenty of help out there to assist you in reaching that goal. But there are some religions that have good teachings on being vegetarian, and some spiritual societies that have good teachings, and you can go online. You can find a lot of information and evidence online that will help you stay on the right track, get on the right track, and stay on the right track, and not feel intimidated by the fact that you don't do what everybody else does. That's not a good way to live anyway. If you're doing the right thing, do the right thing. You don't have to do the wrong thing to get to the right thing.
Hello. You know, you mentioned something, Brother Coy, about the different groups out here. I remember the very first vegetarian that I met, it was about 30-some years ago, a young lady was a Seventh-day Adventist. And if I'm not mistaken, the Seventh-day Adventist, that's part of their philosophy when it comes to, you know, how Louis DeKalb, they don't eat meat. They're vegetarian primarily.
Right.
She had never eaten meat a day in her life. I mean, and at this point, I think she was like in her 20s. And I was shocked, I mean, because I was like, what? You know, I was like, and she had graduated from Howard University. And I was like, so when you go hang out with your buddies, you know, what do you do? I mean, she said, hey, I'll go to McDonald's with them, but, hey, I just won't eat what they eat. While they're eating, I'm just sitting there. I might drink some water or something, but she just wouldn't eat what they ate, you know. And that is discipline, and it's going to take discipline. You're going to actually get healthy. If you've got a condition that the doctors have diagnosed you with, it's really going to take discipline, and not just, you know, every now and then discipline. It's going to take daily discipline. I mean, it's going to take strict discipline. There are going to have to be some things that you like to eat that taste good to you that you just can't eat no more. You know, you just can't. Right? Is that right, Corey?
That's correct. And you're going to have to reinforce that by what you let into your brain. So you got to read the right things. You can't read comic books and expect to get a good result with that, but you got to read books that it talks about vitamins or herbs or digestive system or whatever you can find that you that would keep you stayed on what you are doing, and not only the information that you let into your brain, the people that you let into your life, all of those things are important, and you need to get as much strength from your surrounding as you can to carry on with that. So don't feel feel free to go out and search out what you want and what you need, and you know, make it a part of your life.
You know, Brother Coy, somebody's going to hear this show and they're going to be inspired. And then as they're listening, they're like, that's it. I'm going to call this brother. I'm going to call this brother tomorrow. Somebody's going to call you tomorrow, Brother Coy.
Okay.
And they're going to hear you, and they're going to, you know, inspired by what you say. And then as soon as they get off the phone, you know, they're going to go back to their life and they're going to tell somebody, you know what, I just went and saw Brother Coy. You know what I mean? He was just, oh, my God, he was awesome. And then they're going to go back to their life.
I tried it and it didn't work for me. That's from the conversation, not them doing anything. But I hear you, and that's going to be that's what I say. You got to want to do it. If you don't want to do it, there's nothing I can say to make you change. So if I can say something that make you want to do it even more, That's my role, and that's what I try to do. Yeah.
Brother Coy, let's talk about secrets of nature. As you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, you know, you cured your mother of cancer, you know, of the liver, the colon, and the breast, both breasts.
Yeah.
And this was after, I think they had given her, like, what, 6 weeks, was it? 6 weeks to live?
Wow. Yeah, they stayed less than that. It would be like 30 days. They thought she'd be dead by the time, but a month after. So
Okay,
she was on deathbed,
Wow. So now after, and just for those who, you know, some people call it a miracle, it's just basically, it's not really a miracle, it's basically if you give your car the gas that it needs, it's not a miracle if the car runs properly. You know.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
Same thing with if you give the body what it needs, it's not a miracle if it runs properly. So after that, you did that, and you saw the natural results that would accompany giving her body what it needed. Then you went out and you start. You said, I gotta share this information with the world. And so now you owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Can you tell the listeners about your establishment over there? And, you know, again, I'll let you tell it. What made you decide that? I mean, because you could have just said, well, okay, I cured my mama, I'm going to cure my family, and, you know, left it at that. But now to go and say, you know what, I'm going to start an establishment and share this information with people, not just share the information, but share. I'm going to have the herbs for them if they need herbs. I'm going to cook the food for them if they need the vegetarian food.
There you go. That's the establishment. I try to provide exactly what the body needs. It may not be perfect, but I do have a pretty good selection of herbs. I have them in capsules, and what's more convenient for some people, and I have them loose where you can make your own. I even get into some skincare products that's animal-free. But the most of what we do is the food. We just try to eliminate the animal out of it and try to keep it as simple as that. And we went back and forth sometimes. Some people say vegetarians can eat chicken and fish. And one time I did try that, but it just didn't feel right to me. So I stopped that, and I don't do any flesh now. Knowingly, or by added to my menu. So the whole idea is to provide a place where people can come and get as close as they can to a clean way of living. And you got to set the example, and that's what I try to do here. So we know that the herbs are for the healing of the body, so I deal with the herbs, and I know food is for the healing of the nation. So I try to keep my food as close to the herbs as I can, and we stay with the grains, nuts, seeds, and raisins. We always talk about that's what we were designed to eat, and we try to stay in line with a regular diet that would help people stay healthy or get healthy or provide them with the items or product they need to take in order to reverse the disease. All of that we try to provide here at the Secrets of Nature. So we think we do a pretty good job. And if anybody have a consideration, at least I'd be willing to talk to them, and they can listen or not. That's what we do.
Well, can you give your hours of operation, address, telephone number, so that the people that are, you know, listening to this show, and I know they're going to get by there, know how to get to you, and, you know, if they are listening from around the world, wherever you are, don't let the distance stop you. I mean, Koi can ship whatever it is that you need to you, so, you know, don't think that just because his establishment is in D.C. that you cannot take advantage of his expertise, his wisdom, his knowledge, and his products. So, Brother Koi, can you give a number and hours of operation and an address for people?
Well, I'm located at 3923 South Capitol Street Southwest in Washington, D.C. That's out toward Eastover, going into Oxon Hill, Maryland. Instead of going into Maryland, you're coming into the district, and I'm there about a mile inside the district line. 3923 South Capitol Street. The telephone is 202-562-0041. Hours of operation, it feels like I don't ever stop, but usually my regular hours is from 8 to 6. And during the summertime, I might stretch to 7. But we're there most every day. Sometimes I'll take a day off, and the phone is always on, so you can always leave a message, and I can get back to you. But that's where we are, 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest, and we're located. The telephone is 202-562-0041. So you can always call and find out more or get more information.
So on the day that you're not there, Brother Koi, let's say you decide to take Sunday off, if somebody wanted to just speak to you personally, or will the store still be open, or you
Sunday is closed. I'm closed on Sunday. I've been debating whether or not I need to do a 24/7 kind of operation, but I don't think it's necessary right now, but I may do a 7-day week. I'm not certain about that yet, depending on what kind of help we get. But so far, I stand with the Monday through Saturday from 8 to 6 has worked pretty well for me. And you need a day off, and I'm not trying to, you know, kill myself. So I take that day just for my own brain. And it's worked for me so far, and I'm trying to work down really to a five-day work week. Yeah.
Well, everybody, I encourage you to get by there because, again, that's a meeting place, too. I mean, you know, I've sent people by there. I remember one time when Bishop came by there, Brother Coy. I was talking to him on the phone when he walked in the door. And next thing you know, I hear him hollering at people, "Hey, man, I ain't seen you in years."
Yeah,
you know what
right,
I mean? I mean, you never know who you're going to run into. Spiritual community, you're going to run into somebody that you know over at Coy's establishment. So definitely.
If you come, somebody going to be here, you know. That's right.
Brother Coy, somebody wants to. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to clip you off there, brother. What were you saying?
Who, me?
Yeah, you. I'm sorry, did I cut you off?
Oh, no. I was saying that someone will be here that you know, and if not, I'll be here, so you know me. So, come on.
Well, Brother Coy, somebody wants to talk to you, all right? You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. 4356, you're on the air with King Coy Dunston. Welcome to Juwanza for Life.
Thank you. Good evening to everyone. This is Renee Taylor Coy. I came to see you not too long ago, and I just like to say I came to see him on the flip side. I was not in the best health, but I'm doing beautifully. I need to say that. I need to say that the food is excellent. The company is phenomenal. He's engaging. I saw the interaction with him in the community. Oh, my goodness, it made me feel so good. But it is a mindset thing. And once you get your mind in the right place, having the resource makes it much easier and much better. The education is incomparable. So my experience there was something that I can't even find the words to really to give you the sense of what it's like. I wanted to ask a very quick question about mold. How does mold affect you, mold in your house, like the black mold? And if you think you have a mold exposure, is there anything you can take that may offset any symptoms?
Well, believe it or not, mold is probably one of the basic causes of most diseases that we have. And the mold is different. It gets different. It can be called candida. It can be called yeast. But a lot of it just comes from too much carbohydrates, too much sugar, too much of the things that we shouldn't be eating, and not enough of the live enzyme foods that keep that from accumulating in the body. So, yeah, if you think or if you have any idea that you might have mold, I would first of all call in a mold remediation company and have them give you an opinion on what it is and how you can deal with it. And then I would probably just get some Clorox and some water and just begin to wash down everything you think is affected and try to kill as much as you can in the environment. And then for your body, I would get some colloidal silver. Colloidal silver has been known to kill most molds and yeast and funguses that we run into each day. So that's just a quick thumbnail of how I would address it and what I would do about it. But, yeah, mold is not it is a very very common cause of diseases, and it's often overlooked or not considered. And another thing that if you're having something going on with you and you don't know, the doctors can't tell you what it is or how it works, you may want to consider a parasite program. And you can oftentimes determine whether or not you have parasites through a process called iridology, and that process is probably the most accurate diagnostic tool that the body has that we have for the body. So there are some things you can do and ways you can go that can address the problem and get to the bottom of it. And I appreciate your comment about your pleasurable visit to the center here. thank you, and hope to see you again soon, and pray that you continue to get better and better.
Yes, I will be back. So what about this colloidal silver? In what form does that come, and how is that administered?
It's used in a liquid. You can get it in a spray form. I think the parts per million is the main thing you want to look for if you have a serious problem. You want a high parts per million, maybe 1,100, at that high, maybe 1,100 parts per million. Most of it, it comes in at around 100 to 200 parts per million. But that's how you measure the colloidal silver and its ability to get into the cell is the parts per million. And the more parts per million, the more effective it can be in addressing an issue like mold or yeast or something along that line.
Right. Okay, because I have called the mold mediation company, and they are coming, and hopefully tomorrow. And so that's
I think we might find that it might be a more common cause of diseases than we realize, and it's probably mold in most houses. If they are older houses, there's probably some mold in them somewhere, and those are things that you need to really watch for and to consider when you're cleaning up yourself. You need to look at your house also.
Right. Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate the call and the compliment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Queen Renee, I want to thank you for taking the time to call in and to actually introduce into the discussion just the topic of mold, because, again, that's something that we haven't really talked about a lot on the show, but you bringing that up and introducing that into the discussion is very, very helpful because, again, like Coy mentioned, a lot of people in most houses, they might be having an issue with that and not even realizing the effect that that has on the overall health of the family, everybody that's coming in contact with that. So I want to thank you so much for, you know, bringing that in. And thank you so much. Let me just take a moment and thank this sister here. I mean, she has been with me, been with us, you know, since the beginning. I mean, and I am so grateful for the support, all of the support, for all of the years that you have been supportive. Queen Renee, I bow to you, my sister. I mean, through it all, Queen Renee is called into the show from the hospital, you know. And then, I'm just honored to have such a friend and somebody who is just so supportive of what it is that we do. And, you know, again, I just thank you so much. I can't thank you enough, Queen. You're just a remarkable friend, and I just, again, can't thank you enough for all the support that you've shown me over the years.
I tearfully thank you for that. He said, I don't think it's coincidence. I'm getting whole because of your shows and your programs. I really am. It's just something here out of this one, something out of that one. Something out of the health and the wellness, the whole thing. And I'm just amazed. And I'm so thankful for you and for the platform that you have, you know. Because just like I know I'm getting whole, I'm certain there are a whole lot of other people, too, that are benefiting. So thank you.
You're welcome. This is why we do what we do, you know, for you and for people like you, you know. And again, I agree with you. No accidents in the universe, you know. This was all predestined. We were destined to meet, you know. So just do one quick, great, big group hug, me, you, and Coy.
Yes.
I'm happy, though. I really, truly am.
Good.
All right. Well, thank you
so
much.
You all take care.
Yes,
okay, thank you. Brother Coy, back to the colloidal silver for a moment. You talked about parts per million. That sounds like that would be something that people really need to pay close attention to, because you don't want to, if particular parts per million, you don't, would there be any side of or danger of going over the parts per million? Or let's say you didn't do the right dosage with that, would there be any danger in that?
Well, for probably a shorter period of time, you might do a higher parts per million, but it's really nothing harmful about it. I know there's been some talk about some people taking it and they turn blue or something. I've never seen that happen. But I think the whole idea is the higher the parts per million, probably the shorter amount of time that you need to take it. I know some people, you would have to take it regularly, maybe for a year or so for it to turn you blue, and you don't need to take it that long. Maybe you can take it for, a 1 week out of the month or 2 weeks out of the month if you to begin with, and then cut it back to 1 week out of the month, and then maybe that one day out of the week, you just begin to wean yourself back off of it. You know, it's nothing that you want to take forever or every day, but for a period of a week or two, you're probably okay with it, and then you do it pretty much like you do the golden seal. You take it maybe sparingly, 1 week out of the month, or one day out of the week, however you want.
Still there, Brother Coy? Okay, you got cut off there for a second. I didn't catch the last part of your comment.
That you can take it gradually or sparingly at over time. You want to take it sparingly. You don't want to take it every day. You can start with it for maybe a 2 week period at the most, and then the next month you might do it for one week, and then the next month you might start with 1 day out of the week. So you want to. And then you monitor yourself to see if you've addressed the problem that you're trying to get to. But usually a good two-week period with a high parts per million will pretty much get the condition under control, particularly like mold or yeast or parasites. It will get that under control to the point to where it's manageable. And then you can begin to use the herbal formulas for the combination. There's one called yeast detox. So there are a number of products out there that you could add to the regime and not overdo any one item at all. So I'm one that recommend using different items because people will get different results with different combinations, and you need to work with it on your own to find out what works best for you.
You know, Brother Coy, I don't want to keep you longer than, you know, the time that we've allotted for, but if I could just squeeze in one last question, and that is, just, you mentioned it, and that is parasites. You know, a lot of people, most people, you know, if you've actually grown up in the United States and, you know, you eat meat or have eaten meat, you know, chances are that you might be dealing with some you might have parasites. Could you just real briefly, what are parasites, Brother Coy, and how, what's the danger of somebody, you look in somebody's eyes and they, you know, you do the iridology and you see parasites, they're dealing with parasites, and they don't do anything or they don't address it. What could happen as a result of ignoring that? I've been told or read that parasites can actually take away from the nutrients that you're thinking you're putting in your body. You're putting it in there, but you're not getting the full benefit because the parasites are there and they're disrupting that whole process. Can you talk about parasites briefly?
Well, parasites are probably the cause behind a lot of diseases when they don't know what it is. You go to the doctor, you know something is wrong with you, you're telling them what's wrong with you, but the doctor's telling you that we don't see that, and if there's nothing in your colon, you're doing fine, go home and take an aspirin and call me next week. So that's usually when you get in a situation like that, you usually are dealing with parasites. I don't think doctors really understand how to recognize or treat parasites. So, the parasite is there, and it's generally comes from not doing the things that we say we ought to be doing. That's why you do the fasting, the cleansing, the eating raw, all of those things to keep your body flushed and keep those things moving out. And the role of the parasite is primarily, yes, to deplete the body of nutrition. So I would say it probably plays a role in vertigo, and it probably plays a role in most diseases that we get. It's probably a parasite somewhere in the system that is creating the real problem. So we want to understand how to treat parasites, what to do to manage parasites in a way that, so that they don't get to the point to where we can know, parasites can really cut your life out. They can kill you. or they can make you kill yourself. You can fall and break your neck and cut your back, and you think it's they still don't know what's wrong with you, and you know something is wrong, and nobody's ever said that you may have parasites or put you on a parasite program. So I think in at least once in your life, you should get together with a holistic practitioner and do a parasite cleanse. And there are a lot of them out there, a lot of different ones, and depending on how far you want to go, you can get one that will, you know, be pretty, will fit into your lifestyle, I'll say, that would do be just enough to get you to the place to where you feel comfortable that parasites is not an issue. And that's really where you want to go. You want to make sure that parasites, if you have them, they're under. Well, we all have parasites, I should say that. If you're a live enzyme organism like we are, and you eat live or dead food or any kind of food, you're going to have some parasites. But it's the level of the parasite in the body that really causes the problem when they get out of hand or from eating animal fat or not cleansing the body. That's a festering ground for parasites, a festering ground for yeast, and we want to make sure that we eliminate as many pockets as we can of that so that we don't have to deal with the side effects of having to figure out what's wrong in a way that it may be too late by the time you find out to do anything about it, or you may never find out. You just may, I think you may just die. So I would say be aware of parasites, and at least once in your life do a parasite program, a parasite cleanse, and we can help people with that.
I'm told that parasites love sugar. Is that correct, Brother
Yeah.
Corey? And they're primarily found in
It's found in sugar, yes. That's where you...
And they're...
That's
and
where
the
they live.
Oh, in the intestines.
In the intestines, or they can live anywhere in the body. But the question is they feed mostly on the sugar. Most everything we eat converts to sugar. Carbohydrates converts to sugar. The sugar that we eat converts to sugar, and the parasites love it, and that's why we need to be mindful of it and do what we can to make sure that they don't get out of hand or that it's not a problem. Because even you won't go to the doctor and they'll tell you you got parasites. They're not going to do that. So you got to do that on your own, and you got to know what to do to make it to get your body free from the parasitic involvement. Yes,
Brother Coy, I want to thank you, my brother. Again, it's like we have these shows, and I get you on the phone, and I don't want to let you go, but I gotta hold of your time, my brother. If you could please give your information again, because, again, I want everybody to know about Secrets of Nature. And, again, if you're not in the Washington, D.C. area, don't let that stop you from taking advantage of this wealth of information that Brother Coy has shared with us. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, you can't cover everything in a one-hour show. But, again, he's...
We try.
College.
We try.
You can direct... Yes, so 5 hours. We need to do a 5-hour marathon show, Brother Coy.
Well, we got one coming up, right?
Yes, sir. By the way, yes, it'll be definitely in December. I'm going to keep everybody posted about that. We do holistic health workshops where we actually come out to the church. We actually go to the Metropolitan Outreach Worship Center in Fort Washington and have an awesome turnout with Brother Coy Dunstan. Dr. Ruby Lathan was at the last one. Dr. Ted Watkins was at the last one, spoke at the last one. Brother Frank Smith was a presenter at the last one as well. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing to see people that really, really love their health enough, love themselves enough to come out to a symposium. It's absolutely, and it's actually free. So if you can get there, you know, there's a lot of information that you can gain. And, again, we encourage you to, you know, come out, spend an afternoon with us, because it's going to be a marathon. We're going to have a great time. And I'll tell you all about that more as that day approaches. But, Brother Coy, could you please, again, share your information? Again, people, don't let the fact that Brother Coy is in D.C. and you might be in California stop you from picking up the phone and calling Brother Coy. And if you're in the area, definitely get by secrets of nature. You could hear us talk about it, but it's an experience, okay? And it's like listening to somebody tell you about how great vegan food tastes, but you've never tasted it. I mean, they could tell you about it till your mouth water, but until you actually put the food in your mouth, you're not going to really know what that experience is like. So until you get by Secrets of Nature, we will tell you about it and tell you about it, but once you get there, you're going to be like, oh my God, this is what Queen Renee was talking about. So,
Can
you please share your information again, Brother Coy, for our listeners?
I'm at 3923 South Capitol Street Southwest. That's in Washington, D.C., 20032 for you Waze people. And we are open from 8 to 6 every day but Sunday. We have a complete line of herbs and vitamins, and we do a menu that's second to none in terms of vegan or vegetarian. So we would love for you to stop by and see us. We need to see you. We need to know that you're doing all right and that you need to see how I'm doing. And look to hear from you soon. It's the holiday season coming up. People are going to be traveling. Make sure you stop by here and get something to eat. It's just right off of 495 going north to Baltimore. You can just come off. It's about 10 minutes off the Beltway. And you can stop in and say hi and get your bite to eat and head on out.
Mm-hmm. And bring somebody with you.
Bring somebody with you.
You know, the more the merrier. So, Brother Coy, I want to say thank you again, my brother, for taking the time to, you know, share your information with us, not just tonight, but always. Again, you know, just that your testimony is awesome. I mean, just saving your mother's life and then as a result saving the lives of so many other people, at least those that will listen. You know, they say information is power, but it's not powerful unless you use it. And so you got to be careful of the information you get. And you who heard this information today, you know that you heard the truth. Brother Coy, any parting words for our listeners tonight?
Well, I'd like to express my appreciation to you and to your audience. I appreciate you putting up with me, and I hope I've been a blessing to someone tonight. And anything I can do to assist you in your journey to health, let me know. And that's what I do, and I'll be glad to do whatever I can to share with you whatever I know to get you to a place where you want to be. So I'm here for that, and use me.
All right. Everybody, you know that number by heart yet? It's 202-562-0041. That's 202-562-0041. As for Coy, King Coy Dunston, as we call him. Again, Brother Coy, thank you so much to all of the listeners. Thank you so much for your time. Queen Renee, my sister, I bow to you. You are awesome. I love you, and I appreciate all of the, again, the years of support that you've been with us. And, you know, you just, you put a big smile on my face this evening. So thank you so much for that. Everybody, my name is Jawanza. You're listening to Jawanza for Life, also known as Health, Wealth, and Divine. You can actually follow the show, and if you follow the show, then you will know every time there's a new show, and, you know, I try to post them well enough in advance so that you can, you know, take advantage of it and share the information with others. So until the next time, everybody, again, your health is your wealth, okay? Your health is your wealth, and sometimes we don't realize that until we find ourselves in a situation where we actually need people like Brother Coy. So, and thank God that when we need somebody like Brother Coy, he's there. So, again, my name is Jawanza. Who am I? I am the one who in giving receives more. Who are you? Talk to you later. Peace.
Peace.